Well, you're listening to 2SER 107.3. We're now joined by Claire Haywood, director of Get Sando, a dark comedy about boomers versus millennials, corruption versus justice, and chickens. And she joins me in the studio to chat about it now. Good morning, Claire, and welcome to the 2SER.
Thanks for having me, Eleanor.
Now, tell me a little bit about this play. What inspired you?
A couple of things. I've been working in television for the last decade or more, and I wanted to go back to my playwriting roots and theatre roots because I kind of missed it. And I just thought, you know, I'd like to write about things that really, you know, interest me and that I feel passionate about these days in my more senior years. And the second thing was I watched a kind of speech, a podcast by Tim Winton, who was saying that artists need to stop navel-gazing and start talking about the things that are really critical in our world today. And I've been a very big Tim Winton fan for a long time, and I'm from Western Australia. So I thought, well, what really drives me and gets me kind of fired up? And I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of corruption in the world. There's a lot of injustice. I wanted to tackle that, but I also wanted to talk about, to have a look at the kind of, you know, the digital age that we live in now and how different the generations approach it. And because I've worked in television and in documentary, that was also an area that I knew quite a lot about.
Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of what's happening in your little regional seaside town as well. In a way, it's like this is where it's going, where it's come from. So tell me about, you've moved out of Randwick and you're living down in the southern
South Coast.
And there's been a bit of corruption down there. Now, this play is very, very funny. Like, I went to see it last Friday, laughed the whole way through it. So I recommend it for anyone who wants to go. It is really worth going. And did you not tell me that there has been an inquiry has reopened because of your play?
I don't know if it's directly because of, or whether it's just life imitating art as it does. But it's been very interesting because some former councillors came up and saw the play and got very excited by it. And people have been asking questions about a whole land deal that went through that was to do with the Shaolin Temple. And that's now just been opened up in the whole as a world news event, which was really interesting I certainly don't mention the Shaolin Temple, but in the play, but alluding to the kinds of deals that went down on the South Coast with organisations like that, and with councillors and developers, and you know all the dirty deals that go on under the table that are the stuff of rumour and gossip. But I decided to throw a whole lot of stuff in that's, you know, it's not based directly on truth, but yeah, it was really interesting to see that whole case kind of opened up, it's been a really fun ride to take the mickey out of some, you know, dodgy characters that I think are part of every local council, really. I think corruption's quite endemic in our society at the moment at all levels. And we, you know, from Trump and America all the way down to local councils, where there are a lot of Office of Local Government inquiries going on into the practices in councils that seem to become dodgier and dodgier.
Yeah, so unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a serious topic, but I also think that the best way to get a strong message out is to make people laugh.
Yeah.
You know, make them laugh, make them cry. That's the way I've always approached my writing, and I've got a fantastic cast delivering on that. Di Smith and Mark Lee, who play the older generation, the baby boomers, who are, you know, have different a certain way of doing things and don't necessarily think the millennials are on the money. And then I've got wonderful Emily Sinclair, who's a young actor, come out of the Actors Centre, who's doing an amazing job playing the young millennial influencer in the play. And then Susan Ling Young, who plays the town Yaksmith, as she describes herself as, and she's the, I don't know, I wanted to write a character that was like a Shakespearean fool that could be, she has a lot of the comedy lines and carries a lot of that comedy in the play, but she speaks the truth. She's a truth speaker who is not afraid of the consequences of saying it the way it really is.
Mm-hmm. And she has a lot of lines to learn.
She does. It's people have said it's quite a layered piece, and I suppose that's my I've been influenced by being a television writer as well. I think I want audiences to lean into the play and really, you know, come and think, come along to think and engage with it rather than sit back in their seats and be too comfortable. But you know, laughing also keeps people comfortable enough to really listen to what the play has to say. And we've been getting amazing audiences who've been saying just that, is that the multi-layered storylines in there, and it is a murder mystery also to hang on to.
That's
as
right,
the main
yes.
plot. And people have been really enjoying that.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. And this is at the Flight Path Theatre in Marrickville, and there's a great little, did you try that little Egyptian restaurant?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's got this beautiful canopy tent.
Yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Like, you know,
it was a great find. It's like we wanted something to eat and we just like stumbled across it and went, wow, and it's vegan. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You are giving away two tickets for tonight.
For the show on Saturday night.
For Saturday night. So if you are interested, please text me now, 0468 441073. A lucky person who can win two tickets to that. And I will tell you about it, Claire, whoever texts in. But okay. Can you tell us how to get tickets for this?
So you just go to www.flightpath.org to get tickets. And we've got a show tonight, Friday, and we've got two shows tomorrow. So we close tomorrow night.
Today's Friday.
We've got tonight, Friday, and two shows tomorrow. So that's three shows left.
Okay. Right, okay. Three shows left. So, you know, if it's the only play you see this year, I think, you know, go and see it because it is a lot of fun. Well, look, that's all we've got time for, Claire. Thank you for coming all the way from the South Coast.
Thanks so much, Eleanor. It's great to be here.
That's a pleasure. Now, that was Claire Hayward. She's the director and writer of the play Get Sando, which is on tonight and tomorrow night and tomorrow matinee at the Flight Path Theatre in Marrickville. And you can get all this information on our website,